The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show at 713-780-3776, or you can watch us on Twitch. And hear the commentary during the breaks. So the show just kind of goes on the whole time. Missed the first hour, pretty sportsy, and then a little non-sportsy there at the end. But give out some hockey plays for the series prices, which you can go back and get on podcastarena.com if you are so inclined. One thing about the Twitch channel, too, I just mentioned, if you're in a place where you can't hear the station that well, it sounds better than the app. It really does. You can just go to it on there and listen to it. You don't have to watch us. But it sounds fantastic on there, and it's easy. So just a humble suggestion. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I've talked a little bit about your brawling Astros, who I think we're all very close to opting out on.
It's getting close, man, and it sucks because that's the one team that I always, I hold out hope for because – you know, they've proven not to be total wastes of space, but maybe Rona's not great for them either.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's one of the things about this is you really didn't know who was going to come out and ball right away because everything was so off from
right.
What they're used to doing, and you have pitchers getting hurt and.
But we didn't think it was going to be this bad.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I thought at worst they'd be right around 500 or so. Which guess what? They're not. they're not that far off. But you go on these losing streaks, though, then it is more meaningful.
It is, and also, I mean, the problem becomes who have they beat? So we're talking about a team that's
right.
6-9. They got one win against Arizona. They lost a series against Arizona.
Right. Arizona, which was really struggling at the time.
They got two wins against the Angels, who were without Mike Trout and had Ohtani for one game.
Right.
And then three of your wins came against the Mariners, who are hapless. I mean, that's just a bad team. So when you've been matched up again, and let's face it, the schedules thus far... You played two games against the Dodgers. Of course, you lost both of them. And three against Oakland. That's the only two good teams you've seen. You're 0-5. You're 0-5 against the quality. The teams, even if this were a normal playoff year, the teams that we would say have any shot in hell to make the playoffs,
right?
You're 0-5 against them. If you lose this series to the Giants, boy, we got real problems. We got real problems. Really, the Giants or the Mariners.
Yeah.
You lose either one. And then they got four home and home, two and two home and home with Colorado. Colorado's pretty good. So I don't know what to think of the Astros right now. And what we see out of McCullers tonight will say a lot because we've seen McCullers now. That first start, we were like, oh, boy. Look how great Lance McCullers is. And then after that, we have not seen good Lance McCullers again.
Are they going to have the roof open? Or
In San Francisco? No, here? I don't know. What I do know is they won't open it in the fourth inning.
Yeah.
It'll if it's open, it's going to stay open. If it's closed, it'll stay closed because otherwise Lance will think that that's ass.
So, Texter asks, need the Blitzers to confirm or deny something for me. The wife is trying to sign us up for yoga. and I told her that men do not do yoga. If I went to yoga, I would have to have my man card taken away. Can you confirm or deny if I'm correct? Wife is listening, so you can help me out of this.
I've done yoga.
Yeah?
I did yoga when I was in fight camps. I did yoga. And I don't like doing yoga. It's very, very hard, especially if you're not a... If you're a big man, it's very hard. If you're not flexible, it's very hard. So I'm not saying doing yoga makes you less of a man. I'm just saying doing yoga sucks.
Well, I'll let the listeners answer this for him, but I kind of feel like, okay, 507.
Pardon me.
I kind of feel like if it's something that wins you points with the wife, great. I'm also thinking the scenery is probably pretty good. Just not that, if you're listening, wife, not that that would ever be part of it. Of course not. But that's just my 2 cents worth. But
I've always wanted to try hot yoga.
I don't want to do that.
Now, what's the difference between hot yoga and...
Hot yoga, you do yoga in a sauna.
Yeah, basically.
Ooh, that's kind of interesting.
What about goat yoga?
My sister's done that, actually.
Hmm. Did she enjoy it?
She thought it was fun. They can bring the goats to your house, or you can go to a place that does it. She did it for...
I'd bring my own goat.
Gym
Corona
classes.
Time, you bring your own goat.
Yeah, but I mean, you probably have around the full-grown goats, not the baby goats.
Ah.
Steelers Van Juan vehemently denies you turn in your man card. Try Bikram. I guess that's a type of yoga also.
I'm pretty sure
Bikram is hot yoga.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but I'm sure when you call it Bikram, I think they don't call it Bikram yoga anymore because he's a serial rapist. Yeah. And he's like the Harvey Weinstein of the yoga world.
915 says, you worried about being considered less manly makes you even more unmanly.
I mean, there is something to that.
Yeah, I feel like people get too caught up in that. It's just, try it. Maybe you guys actually have something you do together that you like. That's a positive.
Yeah.
And if you hate it, then, oh, well, guess what? You can say, you know what? This ain't for me.
I don't want to go back.
I guarantee you will not be the only guy there, though.
No.
So, 832 says, yoga's great. I always feel better when I do it once every couple weeks in between lifting weights. Also, super hot chicks everywhere. See?
Well, yeah, if you're a guy who goes to the gym for super hot chicks, this guy's going with his wife. You'd prefer if there's a bunch of uglies.
No, you really wouldn't prefer that. But again, she's listening.
Right.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. I have I have some news that pertains to you.
Okay.
Apparently, incidents of a certain type of illness have increased at alarming rates worldwide in recent years.
Genital warts.
No, I said it applies to you. Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you shared that with the people. Apparently, gout. Yep.
Dude, gout is the devil. It is the devil.
It says dietary overindulgence is what's caused it.
But yeah. That's me. I'm an overindulger.
It's gone up 5.5% since 1990. And 74 million new cases of gout each year.
Well, so got me this year.
You were one of them.
Yep.
So you don't have to feel alone in this.
Well, unfortunately, I did. Because no one was there to share my pain.
There are others out there, AJ. You just have to reach out to them. Maybe you could form a gout group. A gout support group.
Yeah. You'd have to get back on Facebook for that.
No, that's true. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I bet you there's a Reddit sub for people who have gout.
I don't use Reddit either.
You're missing out.
I've tried to use Reddit a few times. It just doesn't work for me. But yeah, you could have a little, hi, I'm AJ and I have gout. Hi, AJ. It's been 6 weeks since I last limped.
Yeah. Oh, I was limping everywhere.
Did you drink all that cherry juice I bought?
I drank two of them.
So you're saving the other two just in case you have a flare-up?
Yeah, for the next time. Although, I'll be honest, the cherry juice didn't really do anything except give me diarrhea, as everyone predicted it would. It was once I got real medicine. I'm so sick. I don't know why I do this. I always hear these over-the-counter remedies.
holistic stuff.
And my wife likes to, she's into healthy stuff, and I'll get suckered into it, and I'll be like, okay, I'll do, like, she, when my wife gets a headache, she rubs lavender on her forehead or in her, and on her temples. When I get a headache, I either smoke weed or I take Tylenol if I'm at work. Guess which one works better for me? Smoking weed or taking Tylenol, more than lavender. The pharmaceutical company who, that came up, I don't know what the medicine was called that, that fixed my gout. You know what? I'm against big pharma, but God bless them when it comes to gout, because if you try to just heal your gout with cherry juice, you'll die from gout. You'll literally die.
Yeah, I kind of was out on these home remedies when we pepper sprayed Jong and everybody was saying, oh, do this, do this, do this, and none of it worked.
It did work. I rubbed coconut cream pie on his face, to, and the milk took the heat off.
No, it worked because it was funny. It didn't really
help. Oh.
It worked because we were trying all this ice cream and go get something lemonade or something. There were all kinds of ridiculous suggestions that the blitzers were throwing at us, and guess what? None of them worked. He was still writhing in pain. So, yeah, I don't really buy that kind of stuff. But, hey, if it worked for you.
Yep.
And no, we're not changing it to gout media. Oh. Wife gets migraines, lives by Icy Hot on the temple and BC powder.
I mean, BC powder and Icy Hot aren't really home remedies. That's medicine.
Yeah.
Like lavender is, it's like a smell good lotion. I mean, I'm sure it's got some sort of healing properties, but like Tylenol, it's only to fix you. BC powder is only to get rid of your headaches. That makes sense.
I'm getting a headache from this conversation. I use CBD a lot for that stuff, and it works. Like if you rub a little CBD on your temples when you have a headache, that helps.
Yeah.
Of course, I put CBD on everything now. That's like CBD and Aleve. Like I could have leprosy. I'd use those two things. I'd be fine. In fact, I'm guessing, and I'm going to give this away for free, I think that's a cure for Corona.
Excuse me. I don't think it is. Well, maybe it keeps it away. I haven't had the Rona.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that's kind of my go-to for hangovers, for everything. CBD, Aleve, boom, done. All right. You know what my go-to for breaks is, though?
New breaks.
Indeed. And I already had several people tell me that they've used this service. I'm going to sign up and get it done this week. And guys, this place is fantastic. It's a mobile brake repair service. They come to you. So if you're at the office and you want them to come there and take care of your brakes, they'll do that. If you're at home, they'll do that. And I mean, these are premium brake parts. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. It's newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. I've had two listeners tell me they've had it done. Josh's wife had it done. And the thing is, they give you a surprise free quote before they even touch your vehicle. So they're going to give you a worst case scenario, and this is what it's going to cost. And if your brakes have been squeaking and grinding, now's not the time to go and sit in an auto shop and wait for your car to get fixed. Have them come to you. Plus, they have so many 5-star reviews, and go check them out. You're going to get 20 to 50% more affordable than your shops and your dealers. They're convenient. Why not have them come to you and take care of it? I promise you, you will be happy with them. Mention ESPN again and receive 10% off your service, NUBRAKES.com. That's newbrakes.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So Tracy sent us a picture, says goat yoga is awesome. You guys should do it in the studio. Just watch out for the goat poop.
Nah, that's why I don't want to do goat yoga.
Is it wrong that goat scares the hell out of me? Because I don't know, maybe it was growing up watching all those Satan movies
There was always goats.
Yeah.
And goats were evil. And so, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. And hockey lottery update. The New York Rangers get the first pick. Bastards. Damn it. I was hoping for a little consolation there for one of the teams I like. Impossible to like the Rangers because they're New York.
Lamont says, doesn't Gal Media speak for CBD natural oils? Certainly used to. I guess they're back on. They're on and off again, but CBD MD.
And Granado has one, too.
For them for a while. Oh, yeah. The American Shaman.
Yeah. So, I when I don't have real weed, I do like using CBD for stuff like that. I don't know how familiar you are with I'm not going to do this. It's just going to get more people to hate me. Too religious. Never mind. We'll move on. How about, here's one that I kind of wanted to bring up. And I don't know how this is a debate. The CDC is seeking public input on whether or not they should be allowed to have cruises again. Who on earth wants to go on a cruise right now?
Dude, you know there's people who do.
But why?
Who wants to go to Sturgis right now?
Yeah. Because if you get an outbreak, guess what happens? You're stuck on the damn boat.
Yeah.
And 281 says, it's baby goats. So is that before they get Satan? Yeah, I don't know. I saw too many bad movies when I was a kid. And speaking of movies, Tyler, you were telling me Arkansas was written and directed by the kid from Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah. His name's Clark Duke.
Well, I
have you watched this, Arkansas?
I haven't, but I saw, I think somebody famous that I follow on Twitter retweeted like a behind the scenes of the movie because they were in like a small scene and he was talking about it. And I was like, oh, this actually looks pretty interesting. But I didn't know that it was on Netflix. I thought it was just like on demand type deal. But now that I know it's on Netflix, I will probably watch it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they advertise a hell of it. It's like the first thing at the top of the page when you log on to Netflix. So it's easy to get to, but. Like I said, I was pleasantly surprised by it. Speaking of this, I've got something here for you I want to get your opinion on. This is a list of TV shows where the first season was the best season, and it was all downhill from there.
True Detective, number one on the list.
True Detective, I don't know if we're on the list or not.
I mean, True Detective, season one, one of the greatest television seasons, period.
I would say Westworld has to be on here.
Yeah.
Because... that doesn't mean it was great. It just means the first season was pretty good. Everything since then has been garbage.
Unless they're taking True Detective as like each season is its own.
Well, see, that's the thing. Do you do that with True Detective and Fargo? Because Fargo's kind of the same way. It's sort of different, totally different storylines. They just always tack one related thing in there. They say Lost. I never watched Lost.
I never watched it either.
I have gone through Lost, I think, twice now. And the first and second seasons were definitely better because do you remember when all the writers went on strike?
Yeah.
So that happened right after, I think, season four of Lost. So then they just had to like make stuff up that didn't really go along with the actual plan for the series. So it kind of jumped the shark in several ways, but they wrapped it up decently, I guess.
Once Upon a Time is on the list. I think the wife watched that.
I don't think I've seen it.
I think she ejected after season one. Said season one was really good and then got into season two and it fell apart. Westworld is on the list. True Blood, not something I watched. Tyler?
I watched it.
What'd you think?
I mean, I don't remember any seasons being particularly great. So
I never watched True Blood.
Heroes on NBC?
Didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. Daredevil, that's one we all watched.
Oh, I liked all of Daredevil, though.
Yeah, I'm going to respectfully disagree. I thought I didn't like that stretch where he kind of lost his powers. I always hate when they do that.
I hate that, too.
But I thought they rallied nicely.
That's why I hate the whole Logan movie about Wolverine where he doesn't have powers. It's the stupidest movie. And what's the old Superman movie where he didn't have powers? Was it Superman 2?
I think it was... Might have been three. I don't know.
I don't like when superheroes don't have powers. I don't care about them.
That is something we agree on 100%. Like, I watched that show Chuck, which I really like. Once he lost his powers, the show sucked. And, yeah, or...
Wasn't that guy Shazam? He played Shazam, right?
I think...
Whatever, the new superhero guy.
Yeah, he was Shazam. And that Last Kingdom I was watching, like, there's a whole episode, spoiler alert, if you don't want to... The whole episode where he gets enslaved. Well, I don't want to see that. He's a badass. I want him out there killing people.
Well, I'll tell you a show that went downhill. I mean, I guess season 2 and 3 were pretty good, too, but Vikings that I loved early on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's all about Ragnar, and then he dies. And then they keep doing the show without him. I don't care about the show anymore. Like, he's the main character. Like, you can't kill him off and expect me to keep caring.
Yeah.
That's like if Tony Soprano would have just died.
Yeah, then it's season 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's some others for you. Twin Peaks. I think I agree with that. Orphan Black. I don't know that I agree that the first was the best. Although it might have been. Handmaid's Tale, I haven't watched. That's one that...
My wife loves that show.
Yeah, mine too. So I have to ask her. And this one I agree wholeheartedly with. The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That first season was one of the best things I've ever seen on television.
Really about the first 2 seasons. Yeah,
really about into the 3rd season, but then all downhill from there.
The that show on, I think it was Showtime or Starz, Spartacus, after like the main character died after the 1st or 2nd season. That was a pretty good show.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, me either. But... somebody says it's not Netflix, it's Amazon, which, whatever. It's streaming. If you don't have them both, nothing I can do. But I thought it was Netflix, but I don't keep up that close anymore. I just flip back and forth. But, yeah, Liam Hemsworth, Eden Brolin, who's Josh Brolin's daughter, she's also I think she's the wife in Yellowstone, Casey's wife.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot in this.
I like her.
John Malkovich, Vince Vaughn. Yeah, so I don't know. It didn't get very good reviews. But yeah, it doesn't say
on
here.
How do you spell her name?
It's like Eden Brolin. B-R-O-L-I-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Josh Brolin's daughter. Brolin, excuse me. I need to get it right. But yeah, I was... been out since Blu-ray and DVD since 2020, so I guess it just dropped to the whatever streaming site it's on. So yeah, well, I think you'll like it. It's like I said, it's not the greatest movie I've ever seen. It doesn't suck.
No, that's not Casey's wife.
That's who is that?
That's Jimmy's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
The barrel racer.
All right.
Okay, yeah. She's not as hot.
No,
she's Casey's wife is hot.
Yeah. St. Patrick's watching Umbrella Academy and someone just died. For those of you who haven't watched it, I almost don't want to keep going. I think season 1 better than season 2. Season 2, it just the time travel stuff is really distracting, because I always have kind of a... I'm not a fan of time travel, because I just think it, unless you do it really, really well, then it doesn't make a ton of sense, but I did enjoy both seasons. So,
Kelsey Chow is her name. Oh, she's hot. Is she Asian?
Sounds like it. I just assume.
Is she culturally appropriating?
Well, see, because I just assumed she was native, since she's playing a native, right?
I know. Are Asians allowed to play natives? Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. What do you think, Tyler? What says you?
On who?
The girl that plays... Do you watch Yellowstone?
No, I don't.
Can an Asian-American actress play a Native American actress? Or play a Native American role?
Yeah, that's above my pay grade. I'm not going to answer and then somebody...
Oh, here's the worst part of it.
Yeah?
She was born to a Taiwanese father... and an American mother. She stated in 2010 that she wanted to be able to speak more fluently in Mandarin Chinese, as well as be able to read traditional Chinese letters. in 2017 when she was cast in Native American roles. She claimed to be descended from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, but the tribe issued a statement that they have no record of her, nor did they find any evidence that she's a descendant. She has stolen Native American valor.
Yeah, that is stolen Native American valor.
Oh, that's a bad look. I mean, you should have just said, listen, I'm taking roles from your people. Sorry, I'm a bad person.
I thought Hollywood had gotten past that. I thought they were actually casting racially appropriate. That's a fail.
Oh, here's another thing.
She's getting less hot by the moment.
I mean, for all her work up through 2017, she acted under the name Kelsey Chow. For Wind River and Yellowstone, where she played Native American Indian or Native American women, she used the name Kelsey Asbile. So she uses a different name when she's playing a Native American. And Asbile is like a play on her mom's name. Oh, I don't like that at all. Yeah, she's still hot, but I'm disappointed. Yeah, I'm disappointed.
That does play into it. Well, our girl on Twitch says, East Asians are just Native Americans who didn't walk across the Great Bering Strait. I think you're good. You know, I'm going to say that at some point that's probably, you know, we talk about statute of limitations. That's probably it.
So. Yeah. You know what I got to tell you about? Boomer Naturals. It's the mask that I've been using. I've ordered more. I love these masks. You know why? Let's face it, I'm not crazy about wearing a mask. I don't think anybody loves wearing a mask. But if I'm going to wear a mask, I'm not just wearing like a piece of t-shirt around my face. I'm actually going to wear a mask that gives me some kind of protection. And that's what this Boomer Naturals does. It's breathable, three-layer mask, comfortable. They've got sizes for adults, teens, and children. And they ship to you quickly. Here's what makes them so protective. Nano silver. Nano silver technology woven into the fabric. It blocks those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. And that's what I'm looking for in a mask is protection. They also have the neck gaiters with nano silver, like Fred likes to wear the neck gaiters. That's just around your, you pull up over your face. And here's another great thing. They donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, which helps tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order now at boomernaturals.com. Use the promo code Hoffman and you'll save 20% on your order. That's promo code Hoffman at boomernaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at boomernaturals.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I did watch one of the worst movies I've ever seen this weekend. All I could think of is it would have been something that would be perfect for MST to have done, except it's new. I think it's based on a video game. I don't know what the first part of it is. Like Rogue Warrior, maybe. The Hunt is what it was called.
Okay.
Do not watch this movie. It was so awful. Like, they have these the terrorist guy and his little creepy assistant go on these 10-minute just diatribes where they're talking real slow. And there's no actual acting. The Americans do not understand how we live. We just want freedom. And then half of it's in Arabic and half of it's in English with subtitles. And it was truly, truly awful. I thought it'd be cool because, you know, it's about this elite team going to rescue one of their guys that's been captured. No, there's like 10 minutes of actual action. And the rest of it are these long-ass soliloquies by the evil guy. And there's nothing. And it's almost like they're writing the freaking dialogue as they're talking.
Yeah.
It's that bad. So just if you come across it because it looked cool, don't watch it. That's one I would love to do an old school MST thing on. It's like, okay, let's watch it and make fun of it the whole time. And Whip sang Sweet Leaf for all you youngsters. Little Ozzy, well, Black Sabbath. It's a good one. And then James on Twitter, I can't wait for season two of The Boys on Prime. Yeah, that's first week of September.
Ah, yes.
I hate how they're doing it, though. They're going to, like, drop, I think, three episodes, and then we got to wait a week after that.
Oh, I don't want...
Rogue Warfare, that's what it was. Thank you.
I don't understand... I don't understand why there's now this technology where, I mean, and really not just technology, but there's a trend set where people just release a whole season all at once. That's the beauty of having your show on an Amazon or a Netflix versus regular network television. People will eat that up. You take advantage of it.
Wow, I didn't realize this Rogue Warfare The Hunt is Rogue Warfare 2. There was a first one.
Ugh.
That was honestly one of the worst things I've ever seen. So I can't believe that they made a second one. Jeez. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Whip, Fred talking about other people's writing. Shame, bud. I do that all the time, pal. And, you know, I have no bones about it. I feel like... especially if you're going to write for film, you might want to actually write. But, yeah, I'll criticize your writing if I don't think it's good. You know, people criticize mine. I don't care. But that I'm suddenly not qualified to talk about something that's a piece of crap?
Sure.
Yeah. So.
I mean, this all.
So go back, to the text line, buddy.
Listen. This is something that's allowed on our station because we pay Fred money for opinions. And he's allowed to have an opinion on whatever he wants, really.
Exactly. And if you write a really crappy movie, and I'm guessing maybe you worked on it, but, you know, if not, that's how this works, buddy. Ike says, I thought The Hunt was awesome. Well, we have a difference of opinion.
He may have been thinking about the different hunt.
Yeah, no, this is Rogue Warfare 2, the hunt.
Oh, so it was a subtitle.
It looked really cool. It looked like, oh, man, they're going to go rescue this dude, and it's a bunch of badasses, and they kind of go in, and they're all like Rambo. They never miss a shot, you know, and they're killing all the terrorists.
I hate that.
And so at the beginning, I'm like, okay. And then it just turns into I'm like, oh my God, these guys are saying the same thing over and over and over again. So, Fred, you see World's Most Wanted. That's on my list. So, and somebody says a part 3 coming out in September. I almost have to watch it. I almost have to watch it. I almost have to go back and watch the first one now. Because I do like a train wreck. I don't know why. I don't know
that's why you keep getting married.
Well, that's true. But like now that I feel like I've invested in this awful movie, I got to see how they got to that point, and I want to see how it finishes. And because it's only if it's only three movies, and then I have something to make fun of for a while.
You want the latest on the Astros A's fight stuff?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Astros coach, it does say, this is according to ESPN, Astros coach Alex Cintron made a vile comment to A's outfielder Ramon Laureano regarding his mother, prompting Laureano to charge the Astros bench Sunday and leading to a melee expected to result in lengthy suspensions. After being hit by a pitch for the third time in the series and the second time in the game, Laureano pantomimed toward pincher Humberto Castellanos how properly to snap off a slider, prompting a response from the Astros bench. Now, imagine an Astros player got hit three times in one game, how Astros fan would respond to this. There's no way that it had to have been on purpose. You can't accidentally hit the same player three times in a series or twice in a game, right? Like, this would be a big deal if this happened the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Following the exchange of words, he said, then Laureano told ESPN, Cintron said in Spanish something you don't say about my mother. And, of course, we saw what happened. Laureano ran at him. He got tackled. Apparently, though, I know Astros fan was like, we suspend this guy. He is going to be suspended. Cintron, though, because he is a coach and is expected to set a standard of behavior, stands to receive a significantly longer suspension, according to sources.
I'd sit his ass for the season.
Really?
Yeah.
For a mom joke?
No, but for the fact that you start a brawl in the Ronaverse when you're not supposed to be touching each other, I think both those guys deserve serious suspensions.
I mean,
I'm sure this is why I'm
this is why if guys are going to fight in baseball, it shouldn't be a team. Like, just let guys fight. Baseball players, they act like, oh, everybody's got to run out. If there's just let two guys fight.
That's how they should solve the extra inning stuff. Just let them fight, and then whoever wins the fight, they win the game.
Like, imagine in hockey, and one of the great things about hockey is that sometimes they fight. It's rare now. When I was young,
there have been quite a few, though, in this bubble situation.
Imagine every time a scuffle started to break out, the benches cleared and everyone got in there and basically kept the fight from actually happening. That would be lame.
Right.
That's what baseball is. It's like there's some kind of shoving or some jawing, and then everybody comes out on the field like it's going to be the gang war in Anchorman, and nothing happens. Like, let Ramon Laureano fight the coach. Let it happen. Let Joe Kelly fight Carlos Correa. Let it happen. And then none of this nonsense goes on.
None of them really want to fight, though. You know that.
Well, then let them pretend like they want to fight and then look like bitches when they don't.
And 832 says, honestly, he's our hitting coach. We should fire him anyway with how bad it's going.
Well.
There's a little bit of that. But he said the movie had a 3.2 out of 10 IMDb rating. Mm. But I'll say one positive about it. The main actor was at least born on the Mediterranean Sea, the main bad guy. He grew up in America, but, you know.
Laureano said, I regret charging him because he's a loser. I kind of like that. Suspension is understandable, but I hope it's not that many games. At the end of the day, I'm here to win a World Series with the Oakland A's. Oof, good luck with that. this wonderful group of guys, I don't want to be a distraction. Obviously, I am right now. Hey, I've already moved on. I'm facing Julio Teheran today, and that's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah, can I just say, both these guys are little bitches. And if you're going to get that upset over something somebody says, okay, fine, great. But if you're Cintron, what the hell are you doing?
Saying something about his madre.
Yeah, I honestly think his suspension should be significantly longer. And I mean, who really cares? He's a bleeping coach. It's not like they're doing a great job right now. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Okay, so are we back on air? Because I'd like to do the giveaway, but I don't want to do it if it's just going out on the stream. And although I like the streamers and the Twitchers, extremely loyal.
Yeah, we're on air.
Okay. Yeah. So here we go. Black Bear Diner, the family diner that offers a one-of-a-kind experience in home-style comfort food classics, is currently open for curbside pickup, delivery, and dine-in in the Houston area. At 552, be caller 3 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a 20. Don't call now. Wait for 552. Win a $25 gift card to try out their limited edition welcome back menu, featuring special dishes including breakfast plates, fish tacos, house-made meatloaf, and much more. Boy, that sounds good. Visit blackbeardiner.com and view all the delicious menu offerings, hours, and more. So There you go. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, there's times where we've probably said things on air that we shouldn't have. And now that we have the Twitch, you have to be double careful that we're not, you know, things don't come out. But a journalist in Melbourne has had to apologize after she was caught swearing during a broadcast. She was on the 4 p.m. news and stumbled over her words. She appeared to be... you need to turn your mic on.
This is an accidental cursing?
No. She said she appeared to be reporting on the spread of coronavirus in Victoria when she struggled to get the name of a place right and then turned off camera and said, F my life.
Well.
She then laughed it off and fixed her hair, thinking the camera had stopped recording.
Oh, alas.
Yep.
She was mistaken.
The... mistake would have gone unnoticed if the station hadn't messed up and aired the wrong clip, sending it out live on air.
Oh, so it's that sounds like that's somebody's fault on the back end. I mean, yeah. It's her fault, obviously, yeah. But so is she donezo?
No, she just apologized. Man, it's Australia. They're a lot more cool over there about stuff.
That's true.
But the main person, Alicia Loxley, back in studio, apologized to viewers for her bad language and added, clearly this should not have gone to air and we're sorry for the mistake. And she addressed it on Twitter and says, thanks for the love, friends, and apologies to those who got more than they bargained for. But unfortunately, the wrong version of a pre-recorded made it to air, but thankfully I have a great boss and I'll be back on your screens tomorrow. 2020, though, am I right? It's only 2020 if you're fired for it.
Right. She's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, not a great move. I wouldn't suggest trying it again. I wouldn't try to go for the back-to-back.
No. But no more effing your life while you're recording. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. That is what's tough. They used to always tell me, pretend like your mic's always hot. It's almost like a gun. Like, treat your gun like it's always loaded.
Yeah.
So, bleep happens, I guess. That's a concern, certainly.
Yeah, and now we're at, with the Twitch thing, I mean, I'm always really careful now that the mics are live. I don't say anything like that. Boy, how stupid was Tyler to drink that pink crap the other day? I don't say stuff like that. Yeah. I have some good news because you recently were on an airplane.
I was.
Tyler, you planning on flying anywhere anytime soon?
I was supposed to around Labor Day, but that trip's been canceled.
Do we trust a guy from, say, MIT, a professor of management science, when it comes to flying? And he basically sought to quantify the odds of catching the Rona from flying.
Okay, I'll just say this. Like, when my wife and I were talking about whether or not they should drive to Oregon, which is like a three-day trip, or fly, which full-time in the air is like 4.5 hours.
Right.
And I said 100% flying is safer. When you consider you go on a three-day road trip, you're talking about hotels, gas stations, filthy, filthy places. There's no cleaner air than the air inside an airplane. Like, it's being constantly filtered. It's constantly being cycled and filtered. I mean, there is probably cleaner air. I bet if you went up to the top of the Colorado Rockies or something, there's some. But it's pretty clean. I mean, there's regulations.
They do the best they can, but you're still... It's still pretty gross in a plane, but I'm going to give you some numbers.
No. The air itself is not gross. Now, people touching stuff, that's gross, sure.
And they're also breathing out into the air.
So right, but it's being filtered immediately. Like, there's a system that keeps it cycling through filters, which we don't have here.
Well, if you'd quit being militant, I'm about to give you some stats that back you up significantly.
I already know I'm right. I went to MIT.
No, you didn't. Never mind. That was going to be such a bad joke. What he did all the numbers. He came up with you have a 1 in 4,300 chance of getting COVID on a full two-hour flight.
A 1 in what?
4,300.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So out of 4,300 passengers, one will pick up the virus. The odds of getting the virus are about half that if airlines leave the middle seat empty. 1 in 7,700.
Ooh. What if I was the only person in my aisle?
Well, there you go. 1 in 7,700. The odds of dying of a case contracted on the flight, 1 in 600,000.
Oh, that's good odds.
Now, here's why you were smart not to to drive. Your odds of getting into a car accident on a 1,000-mile trip, which this is more than 1,000 miles, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
1 in 366.
See?
So.
That's actually terrible odds.
Yeah, I know. So, you didn't need to get all, you know, militant here. All you had to do was read the MIT guy. It's like, see? Here, this is why.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
It's not even close. It's not even close. 1 in 4,300. That's just to get the Rona.
Right.
You get in a car accident, God knows what can happen, right?
All kinds of other stuff.
I mean, it could just be a you know, somebody hitting your bumper.
Or it could be you run into a deer.
Yeah.
And die.
And the deer's horns go through your windshield and kill you.
Yep. Final Destination style.
Yeah. So there you go. Just trying to back you up a little bit.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah. I like my MIT guy's numbers better than yours. But yeah, that is pretty amazing. That 1 in 300 plus driving for 1,000 miles?
Yeah.
That seems awful, awful low odds to me.
It does, and I'm telling you, man, when you think about like that, and that's just a car wreck.
Right, just a wreck. We're not even talking about the possibility of getting Rona from a bathroom or a...
Ugh.
Yeah. So...
And don't get me wrong, it's not like the bathroom on airplanes is, you know, a clean place, but it's cleaner than most bathrooms you'll find on a road trip, certainly.
Unless you're going to Buc-ee's, everyone.
Yeah, but if you go 1,000 miles, you're going to run out of Buc-ee's, bro.
Yep, that is definitely true.
Even if you go west, you're not going to hit a Buc-ee, or you're going to hit one, maybe two.
Yeah, and then guess what happens when you get that far west? Like you get out into West Texas?
Yeah.
Then there's signs at the bathrooms that say, don't flush your toilet paper. Throw it in the trash can. Yeah, you're definitely getting Rona or something there. If it's not Rona, it's something worse. Which, by the way, I was telling Tyler it happened again. I went there and used the facilities, and someone, God forbid I ever find out who, but someone put poo on a paper towel and put it in the trash can. And I, for the life of me, I can't come to a reason why this is happening. I don't know what the benefit is, or I really can't understand the procedure itself. Like, how
should we tape a sign up on the trash can?
This kind of sucks because you can't like put a camera in there to get, because you can't do that in bathrooms.
Yeah.
I'd like to catch the SOB. When I went, there was one of the people from the other business here was walking in. So I don't know. I can't think that it's one of our guys.
I pray it's not, but I don't know.
Yeah, could be. I mean, we have a couple suspects, no question. But that's just gross, man.
Who are you thinking? Charlie?
No, I'm not thinking anybody. I'm not thinking anybody on air, okay?
Todd.
Wouldn't be Todd.
Could be.
But 620 says
Tyler.
Hispanic cultures, they throw it in the trash.
I know.
Stores won't handle it. Well,
I know.
Maybe I'm unfairly judging someone who works at one of the only other... But in this building,
almost everybody who's...
You're saying Jose?
No, I'm not saying Jose.
But everybody here knows this is America and our plumbing system can handle it. So
maybe that's why we need to put a sign. Maybe not put a sign on the trash can, but a sign in the stall please flush your soiled toilet paper.
I think that's a necessity at this point, that we have to put one in both side, both stalls.
Yeah. Because if you, I mean, under obviously the optics of death. It, like putting it on the trash can, somebody, like say we bring in somebody we're trying to sell ads to or get them to buy ads, whatever, they see that sign in our bathroom and they're like, oh, this is a gross radio station. We don't want to buy ads from these people. And then they go elsewhere.
I don't want that.
No, we don't want that. But yeah, I think you put them inside the stall. And Pelly says put a camera in there so you can see who goes in and
but
out.
That's but that's against illegal. The law.
I think we can put one outside. But then we have to go and check after everybody. Who wants to go in?
Like a game camera?
Who wants to go check their work, right? That's you want to talk about a spit job. It's like, okay, intern, you have to go check after every single person that comes out. Oh, well.
All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Let's talk about something better, like saving money on your insurance. Yeah, that's better. TGS Insurance can save you money on something that you probably don't think about all that often. You pay your homeowner's insurance, but you never really give it a thought of how much you're actually paying. You're probably thinking you're saving money by bundling with some other type of insurance. That's what I thought, exactly what I thought, in fact. And chances are you're wrong. And you could be saving even more money. And that's where TGS comes in. And they make this so easy, guys. They've already done the legwork for you. All right. They've shopped all the prices of all the homes in our area. They know what you could be saving, what you could be paying for your homeowner's insurance. All you got to do is send a text. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to reply back, ask for your address. You send that back. They're going to send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. How about that? I mean, it's so quick. It's so easy. And the average customer saves $900. I saved more than that. Guys, there's no reason not to give it a try. They're going to save you money. They're going to take care of the back end so you don't have to deal with your old insurance company. Send them a text now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.